After moving to online classes in March due to the coronavirus, schools are looking at how to reopen safely, even as the number of Florida cases are rising faster than ever. At WUSF, we asked parents and teachers for their thoughts on how to proceed. Here are three different viewpoints.
My name is Carissa. I'm a stay-at-home mom to two children and live in Sarasota County. In my opinion, schools need to reopen at normal capacity this fall with no social distancing and no mask requirements. There's nothing supporting that children should be wearing masks at all, let alone to school, as data has and does continually support the assertion that children are at minimal risk for contracting COVID. As far as social distancing, for children, that's a punishment, period. Children need social interactions to learn and grow. They need to be able to play with their friends like normal and not be put in some kind of unnatural and awkward 6-foot bubble where they can't get near each other. It's just wrong and breeds fear. There are studies out there that support the need for regular, normal social interaction between children for psychological and social growth and cite the devastating effects if that is lacking or hindered. At the end of the day, this is a virus with an incredibly high recovery rate. If parents are so terrified of it that they don't think school is safe, then I believe their children should be allowed an online option for continued learning in the fall. But I do not believe that children who want to be back in the classrooms like normal and whose parents believe it is safe to do so should be penalized with such draconian measures due to the fear of others.
Hello, I'm a teacher and a parent. Regardless of what happens, I will still come into contact with 500 students a week. Now add into that I have two children. One of them is in upper elementary. She does amazing in school. I want her to get back to school. And then I have a daughter in lower elementary. She is what would be considered severely immunocompromised. For her, the best option is to stay home, but that poses other problems for our family. Any educator will tell you that we have no control of what happens when students leave campus. If a kid comes into contact with COVID and then they come into contact with me and I go home, I expose her to it, but I don't know that I've been exposed or that I'm exposing her because I may not know for a few days. Think about how scary that is as a parent. And as a teacher, I'm really worried about it. It makes me think that maybe we should just start with distance learning for the first semester and readdress when we see if there is a second outbreak or anything else. I would rather be safe than sorry, regardless of whether I had an immunocompromised child or not. It really makes me question whether I want to continue teaching at all for that risk, because I love teaching and I can't imagine doing anything else. But if I'm putting a student at risk, I don't know if I can live with the consequences of that.
My name's Janet, and I am the mother and mother-in-law of two Hillsborough County high school teachers. My opinion is it is easier to social distance in elementary school than it is in middle and high school. And if a major concern is a place for your child so the parents can work, middle and high school students can stay home. High school teachers see 150 to 200 students a day, exposing these teachers to way more of a risk than an elementary school teacher. Let elementary and 6th and 7th graders, along with special needs children, go to school and provide them a safe place in which to learn. Grades 8 through 12 should not be sent to school. They should stay home and learn remotely, thus decreasing the risk of spreading the virus.
That was stay-at-home mom Carissa Burke, followed by Kristen, a mom whose daughter has a compromised immune system and who asks that we use just her first name because she's also a teacher, and Janet, the mother of a high school teacher in Hillsborough County.